You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. Joining us in the studio is out for hours. We have Chris and Todd with us. No, that was a mistake I made earlier. You know why? Because my boss, Todd Manley, has been texting me tonight about our Blackhawks coverage. We have Frankie and Chris in the studio. How are you guys doing tonight?
Very good. How about yourself?
Very good. We're a little bit of in shock right now. We're down. The Blackhawks are down 3 games against Nashville. So, yeah,
that's rough.
Yeah, that's why it's good to have music in your life.
That's always good.
Now, Chris, where are you from originally?
From the west suburbs, southwest suburbs.
Seriously, Riverside. Michael, can no one tell me what suburb they're from? Is it always going to be a generalized from out there somewhere? Would you like to pick one?
I grew up in the Brookfield Zoo. Actually,
in the zoo? I'm
literally 1 minute walking from there. So, yeah, pretty much.
So, like the Western Springs area?
Yeah, very close.
All right. See, we know the area. Do you see how we can figure
just tell
that
us
out?
Your address.
Yeah, yes. We're going to go find the address of the home you grew up in.
I'm happy
if you don't
to
mind.
Give you my address.
All people can find it on Google very easily. We know.
Frankie, how about yourself? Where are you from?
I grew up in Riverside, and so did this guy.
Yeah, why couldn't you say Riverside?
See how easy that was?
Super yes. Easy.
It's the town right next to the zoo, so yes, it is like growing up in the zoo.
Did yeah. You guys, so now I have to know, since you brought up the Brookfield Zoo, did you guys spend a lot of time there as kids? I mean, doesn't sound like the mall. It's not like you guys are running around, you know.
No, here's the thing. We're sandwiched between the North Riverside Mall and the Brookfield Zoo. You either worked there or you worked at the Brookfield Zoo, and I worked at the zoo.
Did you? What area did you work at the zoo?
Oh, making food service.
And how was that?
Awful.
Busy? It was awful?
Awful.
What made it so awful? Because you know that wasn't there one of the cashiers like posted a selfie of herself like rolling her eyes at people at the food at the food area.
Yeah, they have secret shoppers. Mm-hmm. So you're being watched all the time, and their policy is you have to smile all the time.
So there's food service, because I know Lyft used to have secret riders, and if you didn't fist bump it used to be policy that you have to fist bump all of the riders, and so like. If you didn't fist bump, like you got like points deducted and like stars reduced. It was like so weird. Like it's like smile or fist bump. Which
one
would you
rather? It's a lot of pressure.
Was she protesting the smiling thing?
Okay, so I have to. I want to make sure we find out more about you guys. Sure. We are going to take a quick break and come back with Frankie and Chris from Out for Hours. They play coffee shops, clubs, bars. They're all over the world. Can I say all over the world? Is that fair?
For sure.
I think that's fair. And wait, your bassist is Mark Vasquez. Where's Mark? I'm kidding. We didn't. It was tight. We only asked for a couple instruments tonight. More after this on Pretty Late. Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late, and this is kind of extra hours. We had some post Blackhawks game coverage, and I didn't want to shortchange our friends Out for Hours. So this is your extra hours on Out for Hours. We have Chris and Frankie in studio. See, I got your names right now. It's exciting. Give me a whole hour. I will straighten things out. It is Chris and Frankie, right?
Well, we decided to rename the band the Todds.
The Todds?
Yeah.
Every time I came in the room, I'm like, you're Todd, right? He's like, no. I'm like, are you Todd? He's like, I don't know who you're talking about. You guys, we were talking earlier about where you grew up. And so we worked, you, Frankie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm worked Frankie. at the zoo.
Yes.
And so since you didn't choose to work at the zoo, Chris, did you end up working at the mall?
See, I was neither. So
you were neither.
I was just kind of letting Frankie go.
I believe Frankie said earlier you worked at one or the other. You're like,
he was a floater.
I was at the swim club, either at the snack bar or...
I was there too.
There was a pool. You forgot to mention the pool. So there's a mall, there's
that.
The zoo.
That was my first job.
There was a swim club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you work there or you just hung out there?
That's a great question. I used to...
Were you supposed to be working?
Working there was hanging out there. It was the same thing.
Go hide in the garage and eat all the frozen cookie dough or something.
Good to know. Apparently
so
that
you didn't
was the...
answer the question.
Yeah, I actually I worked.
You got a paycheck from there.
I think it was, if you call it a paycheck. I mean, back then it was like what,
$4?
Yeah, $4 an hour or something. Yeah. Summer job, $4.
It's pretty damn good.
I'm saying for eating frozen cookie dough in the garage.
Otis Spunkmeyer
teaching people the backstroke.
Are you supposed to be teaching swimming?
No.
That was extra credit.
Eventually was a lifeguard, but had to teach the breaststroke or the backstroke.
See, this is the thing about pool guards. They're so lackadaisical.
Yeah, you were a life coach.
I was a beach guard.
Life
and then I was, and then which
that's
made
hardcore.
Me,
that's
which,
the real game.
Well, then it made me too intense for the pools. Like people hated swimming when I was there because I was a bit of a badass. I was a hard ass, not a badass. Well, a little bit of that. Okay, not the point of the conversation. Without for hours. So, what was the first musical instrument you played?
Flutophone.
Chris? The flutophone? Did you say the flutophone?
Yeah. No, Frank, you said the flutophone. I never played an instrument. I played the guitar, and I'm still always learning. I don't know. I played it a little earlier.
Yeah, I was pretty damn good. According to fans, I've seen you play. Your lead picking is very good.
Yes, I like to pick. Frankie's actually our lead guitarist as well. I just kind of strum and smile in the background.
Well, it all was fantastic music. Thank you. It really, really was.
Great harmonies.
Thank you.
I mean, yeah. I've seen them live with their full band, but you don't get to appreciate it until it's stripped down like that.
Yeah, well, strip it down. Mm-hmm. See what's there. And we found out what was there. It was really great music. Now, is it a collaboration as far as the music writing, the lyrics? How do you guys get together, or do you just kind of throw something out there and see how everybody feels about it?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, it comes from all angles. Sometimes I'll come up with something, bring it to the guys, and we'll all kind of work it out together. Lyrics, I do most of that, where we just kind of throw something against the wall, see what sticks, or just make up a bunch of gibberish.
Do you ever ask him, why a mayonnaise jar? Why is it changed in a mayonnaise jar?
Whose line was that?
That's Frankie.
Yeah. Yeah. I literally used to keep all my change in mayonnaise jars.
Why specifically a mayonnaise jar?
I liked the shape of the jar and the lid.
You told me you liked the smell.
And the smell.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I'm a Hellman's guy.
Oh, okay.
I hate mayonnaise.
Not a Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip is not mayonnaise.
It's exactly right.
There's no eggs, right?
So I like it because all those other mayonnaise jars were plastic, but the Hellman's was like a glass jar, almost like a mason jar.
See, but there's something very tactile about that. In the middle of the song, it jumps out at you.
Yeah, I remember that.
I mean, as far, as well as do lines like I was, wasted and in the corner of the bar. I mean, there's a lot that jumps out at you.
There was some drunk driving reference, I think, too.
Possibly. Yeah, let's not. Yeah.
It would dwell on that. Yeah. It was kind of a. It was kind of a throw. Yeah, throw.
It's not that far.
Tossed out there.
We'll have to post the lyrics with your podcast in order to.
Yeah, really break it down. I think if we're trying to.
It's probably frowned upon.
I don't think there was a drink driving.
I don't remember how that at all.
Drive the car keys.
You could. I interpret. Surmise.
You could surmise that. So how long has Out for Hours been a band together?
Well, about 10 years, over 10 years.
Over 10 years. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? We met. We didn't meet. We kind of knew each other growing up, but we started we got together playing the guitar, just an acoustic duo. But when we first started, I think it was summer of 1998.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Really?
That's 17 years, my friend.
Yes.
98?
19 years. 19 before, years? I can't do math.
That was before 19. College.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah.
You don't remember?
Jeez.
Too many mayonnaise jars?
Yeah.
It was either 98 or 99, okay? But
we didn't actually perform together until, 2004.
You guys were on the opposite sides of the trains. Tracks, you couldn't, hang out together until later.
Yeah, literally. Something kept you apart.
The different gangs of Riverside.
Yeah.
And then music drew you together.
That's pretty much exactly how it
went. West suburb story, I think. Yeah.
That's a long time for a band to be together, though. I mean, in my experience, people have you had band members come and go?
Yeah, actually, the one you mentioned earlier.
Oh, Mark Vasquez,
who shares the same last name. He left.
Oh, never mind. Let me take him right off the list. Yeah.
He decided to start a biscuit baking career.
What?
That's
come on.
Yeah, I don't know how that's
biscuits. I mean, it sounds fun.
Sounds tasty.
I mean, if you'd said donuts, we'd be all in.
Yeah.
But you say biscuit, and I mean, the only thing that comes to mind is gravy.
So, I don't know. Supposedly his grandma's famous recipe is the best darn biscuits you'll ever have.
Shout out to Mark Vasquez's biscuits.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, I mean, all more power to him.
We're pro donut here, though.
We are a bit pro donut here. Mm. If we're going to pick our carbs, it's going to be donuts.
Yeah, I already had I have one donut a day. I already had it.
You don't really have one donut a day.
I do have one a day. I've cut down. Oh, it used to be more, Patty. We've already covered this.
What kind of donut?
Yeah.
I usually do the 7-Eleven at 2 o'clock on my way back home from this or whatever I'm doing late at night. But I already had mine today.
Nice.
On the set?
On the set, which
was
amazing.
Paul shot an episode of Chicago Med today.
No
way. Yes, he did. Very excited. How many hours did you spend on the set?
12 hours.
Isn't that great?
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And you didn't eat one donut while
I only ate one.
But there was a lot of other
really
food.
Good donut.
Isn't there good food on the craft table?
It was a good craft table. I was pretty good about not eating a lot.
Oh, you got it. It's good.
And now I regret it.
I'm actually very happy that you threw 7-Eleven a plug. I'm a big 7-Eleven guy.
I think it's underrated. We talk about it on the show a lot.
We do.
I'm a huge fan.
Now, do you go for like the hot dog on that spinning burner?
I will not do that.
I've never done that.
I don't, but you know, I think.
How about the stuffed taquito thing that they have?
No, you know, I like to visually see them in the hot dog spinner, but you know, even their donuts and everything, I think they actually are made by 7-Eleven. They are not licensed.
They're not from Dunkin' Donuts.
You like their donuts, right?
Yeah, I like all their. I'm a big fan. I like the big gulps too, but I know they don't make their Coke and their soda.
Yeah. It's real brand.
No, it's a good shout out. I have to agree.
But the donuts are not. They make them fresh and they bring them in around 2 in the morning.
Do you stop at the Dunkin' the 7-Eleven around the corner from my house, or which 7-Eleven?
No, all of them are delivered. You could see the delivery trucks coming in.
So you go to the ones where the truck is in the lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who knew? This is something we should do on my show, are the pretty late eats.
I know. I talked to Mike about maybe just following me to say, hey, what's late right
what's
now?
What's open right
what's
now?
What's open to eat?
Who's still open, right?
That's a struggle I have every night.
Right? Mm. Whatever kitchen's still open, whatever has a lot. Are you guys, you must be out late.
Here and there.
Here and there. Like tonight? This is going to be a late night for you.
For a Monday.
I was in Milwaukee over the weekend, and it was late, and I told the Uber, I'm like, take me to the closest family-owned Mexican food place that's open.
How did that go?
He's like, I don't know if it's family-owned, but I know of one place that's open. He took me there.
That's very trusting of you.
Was it?
You are a Western suburbs kid.
Was it just like a Taco Bell?
Yeah, Chicago. No. Yeah, right.
It's family-owned.
No, it was actually it was a step above Taco Bell, but a step below mom and pop shop down the street.
Okay.
Did they make their own Coke?
Yeah.
I think the horchata.
Yes,
ooh,
definitely.
You see, there you go.
Horchata.
Did you have an horchata?
No, I just had my 2-taco dinner, extra hot sauce.
You don't want to push your luck on the horchata?
I think I also got a side of quesadilla.
Nice.
Maybe some pico de gallo.
See, this is where I start getting hungry in the middle of the night.
I know, now I'm hungry again.
That's why we end up at the Big Top sometimes in my neighborhood at Jefferson Park. I'm not going tonight. No Big Top. It's a great eggs and pancakes kind of joint. French toast. You can get your Monte Cristo there.
Is it like a Greasy Spoon kind of place?
Yes, total diner.
Greasy Spoon
open
diner.
24 hours. Yeah, all the cops and firefighters eat there.
The one that I go to, this is how bad it is, and I put it on my Snap the other day, is when I walked in to meet someone later on a Saturday, separate than when I usually go there late during the week, I come in and they go Diet Coke, and then it was already on the table before I even ordered it, and they thought I was going to order. I'm like, no, I'm not going to order the same thing, and then like I was like, I had to order something different
just to prove a point.
So like, see, I don't want you guys to like, because then people come with me, because I usually eat by myself late at night. Then I actually had someone with me, and then I'm like, I don't want them to know I come here all the time.
There's nothing wrong with that. It means that you have favorites. That's all.
Yeah.
So at you least guys pancakes. It's really good.
So you guys are playing on Saturday. Do you have any other gigs that are coming up you want to let us know about, or where people can download your music?
Gigs right now, nothing. I don't think on the docket. Usually when summer takes off, it's pretty constant, but not right now.
This is when we
you're gearing up.
Mr. Farivar over here has a very strict policy. If you're going to play this show, I don't want you to play a show for like at least a year before or after anywhere within
miles.
The city limits.
You have 360 days, 365 days, whatever it is in a year. I don't know how many days.
It's music,
to
not
sell
comedy.
Tickets.
First of all, that's a complete lie, and then you will see me in court.
Libel? Does this count as libel?
It's defamation and libel if it gets
slanderous?
On the podcast.
Is it slander?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But no, we do. I think the company, actually the bars have the company where they don't let you play 3 weeks before or 3 weeks after. Is that right?
That's pretty much standard.
I don't even remember.
Or within so many miles.
I wrote the contract. Yeah, it's like 22 miles.
Yeah,
we make that rule.
All right. Well,
they don't want us playing a local venue in case we're playing Lollapalooza the week after or something.
Well, you guys have great music, and I want to make sure people know where to get it. Where can people find your music online?
Everywhere.
iTunes. I think we're on Spotify.
iTunes, Spotify, Amazon. We're on the Touch Tunes jukebox at your local bar.
Yeah.
Cool.
You can
that's awesome.
Find us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Outforhours.com. That is obviously our band is Out for Hours.
Which I'm doing to you tonight. I'm keeping you out for hours.
Yeah.
See
yeah.
how that works? It's
very fitting. That's why we turned down the morning show and wanted to.
Oh, yeah. yeah. That's good to know. Appreciate that.
Well, Patty has a rule that you do her show, you can't do any other shows for 3 days.
I really need week. That rule.
3 days or within 30 miles yeah. of the WGN.
Yeah, you can't do any other WGN shows for 30 miles.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure. You guys play great music, and I encourage everyone to go find your music at the iTouch, you said, on the jukebox. I haven't seen
jukebox this. Would be Touch Tunes.
Touch Tunes, thank you. Yeah. Touch Tunes. And their website, outforhours.com/OFHLove. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, that's for somebody else.
No, this is your.
That's
you
mine.
It, you can download our you can download our album if you go to outforhours.com/OFHLove, and if they ask you to put in a code, type in purple.
Type in purple. Like, just throwing the cards
you
around.
Just gave it away for free.
I know. Yeah. I didn't mean to do that. That was my fault.
That's
He's like, that's okay.
Believe me, the more the merrier.
Now he's got to go back to his job.
All because of me. Well, thank you guys so much. It's been a pleasure
thank
to meet you both.
It's been a pleasure.
Chris and Frankie from Out for Hours. Yes. No Todd involved. And also apparently no
Are you coming
Mark,
Saturday?
Mark Penny? Vasquez. Yes, I'll be there on Saturday night.
All right.
Apparently I'll get there when food gets there. No relation. Yeah. It'll just be coincidental completely. More after this. This is more on the podcast, but more after this on 720 WGN.